Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
All this week, we're continuing the topic, the evidence of a fruitful life. We spent time yesterday in Luke chapter 8 and went over the parable of the sower. Verse 11 tells us, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. So Jesus, he was using an illustrative teaching, the parable, so that the disciples and those who were around could see a kingdom principle. Jesus knows the seed of the word,
yes.
And the disciples knew the seed of the ground. So he put the two concepts together in order to bring forth the revelation, the understanding. And we know that the word of God is God from John chapter 1, verse 1. So in our Bible, we have a big old book of seeds. So we must find the seed for our situation. Seed from the word. Allow it to be planted in our heart and continue to water it with our mouth.
According to scripture, friends, listeners, according to scriptures, not according to what we think or what we believe. So I'm framing it this morning. According to scripture, we know with certainty, according to scripture, we know with certainty that God's word is seed. 100% certainty that God's word is seed. It tells us in Luke chapter 8. And equally, with certainty, the ground, that seed, if it's going to produce, it has to be in the good ground. So the good ground that Jesus is referring to is the heart. So it's equally as important, two things. The word is the seed, and the heart is the ground. So if the seed don't go into the good ground physically, it will not produce. Because it tells you, if it's not there, you won't have a crop. You won't have an harvest. The heart-beaten part doesn't produce an harvest. Among the rocks, doesn't produce an harvest. Among thorns, it doesn't produce an harvest. So the only place the seed is going to take root and grow and produce an harvest is in the good ground. And the good ground here in scripture is the heart.
And that's in verse 15. So yes. Luke chapter 8, verse 15, but the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. So there's a lot in that one verse. So it's given the condition, the categorization of the heart, noble and good.
Good.
And then we must keep it and bear fruit with, it gives us an ingredient here,
yeah.
Patience.
Yes.
Which is over time.
Right. So let's stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to pick these two key up. That's why Jesus says, he who have an ear to hear, mm-hmm. let him hear.
Mm-hmm.
He cried out, says, come on now, Hear this. So we make the statement this morning that number one, the seed that Jesus is talking about here in Luke is the word with certainty. Secondly, the good ground that he's talking about here is the heart. So those are the two places. These are the two things, the word and the heart. The word and the heart. So in order for the word to produce, it must be in the heart. And the condition, go back there, Diane, the condition of the heart must be this.
Noble, yes, and good.
That's right.
And then we keep the word and it will bear fruit with patience.
Come on.
I have a fruit tree at my house, Chinese plums, and we watch the signs on the tree. And we can anticipate when it's going to bring forth fruit. First, it blooms, but then the flower begins to wither and fade away. But the next thing that's coming is the fruit.
Yeah.
The fruit is coming after. And when you cut a fruit open, what do you see inside? You see the seeds. So it has the ability within itself to be able to produce, to be able to multiply again. But it takes patience. If you just look at the tree when the flowers are withering and the flowers are dying, you could say, oh, the tree's dying, cut it down. But the next, really, the next step in the sequence after the flower withers is for the fruit to erupt from the tree. So a lot of times we're giving up too soon. We're seeing certain circumstances and such wither, and then we're thinking that the seed is not effective, that the fruit is not going to come forth, and we cut it down too soon. It tells us that we are going to bear fruit with patience, which means there's seed time and then harvest. So we have to be able to get through the time, the duration. We have to be able to get up through the middle in order to see our expected end. And then it comes in a cycle. It comes in seasons. Just because one season ends doesn't mean that the next season is not going to start. And if we move by our feelings and we're only going by what it looks like, we're going to be moving out of position and we're going to be missing what's next.
Yeah, that's so true. Every life has seasons. Some are bad, some are good. Going back to verse 14, now the one that fell among thorns are those who, when they heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life. So I like the way they use the word choked. That's what thorns do. They will choke us. And what are the thorns? They're the strife in life. They're hatred, jealousy, sadness, sickness. Those are the thorns in life. And it says right here, they are going to choke us. And it says it right in his word. So this is all the more important that we need not to go and put our seeds on ground that's not going to grow and produce thorns, because those thorns will definitely get in the way, because life has a lot of thorns thrown at us. But if we put the seed where the word can grow and grow in our heart, like Pastor Diana and Pastor Errol said, this is how we will overcome the strifes in life. If we put our seed on solid ground, we will have solid results.
Amen. So in the natural, the farmer spent time to prepare the ground for the seed. In the natural, a farmer just don't gonna waste precious seed, just throw it anywhere. He's going to spend time. So let's stay there this morning. He spent time now to prepare the ground to receive the seed. Why? Because he knows, the farmer knows, if he's going to have a harvest, the ground has to be what? Good. If he's going to have a bountiful harvest, the ground has to be good. So he pick the ground, and now he has to get rid of the thorns, like Emily says, the cares of this world. If you got to look at the natural and then come back to the spiritual, he got to get rid of all the weeds. He just don't plant the seed into a ground that is full of weeds. Because when the plant comes up, those weeds are going to overrun them and choke it and kill it before it can produce. So the first thing we do is to get rid of all those weeds. The ground is clear, is clean, clear. And we tilled it. So now ready to receive the seed. Go ahead, Dan.
It confirms that in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9 and 10, the Lord says, "Behold, I have put my words in your mouth.
Yeah.
See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant."
Yes.
So the word of God is a seed. Where is it put? It's put in our mouth.
Yes.
So we've already been established to be over the nations, to be over kingdoms, to operate in our God-given dominion here in the earth. And he says, okay, now got to root out and pull down. Got to destroy and throw down in order to create space, the good ground destination, in order to build and to plant. And there in verse 14, where Pastor Emily was in Luke chapter 8, when it talks about this choking. So if you think about what we were saying, that we have to water our seed with our word of faith, speak the language of faith over it. Well, when we're choking, there's no air exchange. We can't speak positively, right? The choking, it says, is from the cares, the riches, the pleasures of life, different things. They're choking out that good testimony. They're choking out that good declaration over the seed. They're choking out that confirming word over the seed, the cares of the world. So we have to continually focus on what does the word say.
Says.
And take our attention off the things that are of the circumstances and such that are trying to cause us to go astray, that are trying to cause us to give up too soon, that are trying to cause us to not be in position when the set time comes. That's all the enemy wants to do. He wants to push us out of position. So think about any sports team, sports game, right? They're always, the defensive line is trying to keep the offensive line out of position to score. So sometimes it's a big push. Sometimes it's just a little pivot, and they could get the person that's running the ball out of position to score. Sometimes it's a big hit. Sometimes it's a little distraction. But we have to continually hold on, right? Living in the faith zone a couple weeks ago, holding on to the faith and running with that thing, that faith, into the end zone. So that when we're in the, when we're there in position in the time of fruitfulness, we do not miss it. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.